Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And it just gets better. We're with Karen Bacon, who is showing us these speech-generated devices. Okay, speech-generated devices. And at the break, she showed me one where you blink and it talks.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about more than just a finger touch.
Right. I mean, there are people, obviously, who need this stuff. So by all means, you know, bring it to their attention.
Let's talk about how you can access and how you can get the whole nine yards of how the AAC, or Augmentative Alternative Communication material, can work as far as, let's say that you've had a stroke and you don't have in your hand that ability to activate a device by pointing. What other ways can we do this?
Oh, and that's a great question. There are a lot of different ways and very individual ways to access a device. So one of them that I was just showing to you, and again, you can just picture the iPad. On the iPad, sleek iPad, there is a grid with a bunch of buttons. The iPad has a built-in camera. And so what I was using was head pointing. This is on the TouchChat app. And all I do is I move my head to where I want it.
I want.
I just said I want.
To listen
and then
to
listen to. And then I go and I blink when I have made my selection.
Country music.
And there are other ways. So that just requires some decent head control. And not only could you blink, if blinking didn't work for you well, some people blink a lot, you could raise your eyebrows. You could stick your tongue out to make a selection. You could move your head around when you get to the, say, we're talking about.
Now, do you personalize this? Like if I blink too much, I don't want to be a blinker. I want to say stick my tongue out.
Yes.
I have to say I'm going to be a tongue person in there or no?
You're going to be a tongue person. We're going to go into settings and okay, we're going right. to okay. wow. readopt it so that you can stick your tongue out. You can smile when you want to make your selection. It's a bit fatiguing, but unless you're a genuinely smiley person, and you can frown too. So that's one of several good options.
Don't want to frighten anyone who is listening who's saying, well, this is all well and good, but who's going to do all that programming? And who's going to make this so tailored and so customized to me?
Boo-hoo, that's where you're going, it seems like. Well,
yeah,
boo-hoo to
well,
them.
You know, yeah, but the let's give some answers to this. It is not the person who is going to be using it. It's not their responsibility to make sure it's been tailored. It is either your speech therapist who is working in collaboration with the device, and whether it's this device or a different manufacturer, is who will assist on seeing how to tailor these programs so they meet your specific needs.
Okay, I want to follow up with you. So therefore, if I had a situation that I had to use this, and I'm so happy for those people that need these things, that this exists, I would go to you as my therapist. Then you, as four of them in front of me, then you would say the white one is the better one for you, or does that, you know?
We would go through an assessment process, if I am correct.
Yes.
Okay.
I need to do assessment and follow Medicare regulations, and it's a very strict kind of guideline that you have to follow.
Okay.
If I am correct, also your physician is going to be writing out a prescription. This is durable medical equipment that this comes under.
Okay.
So this has very strong guidelines. I believe you have to, as the manufacturer, follow guidelines as well.
Absolutely.
So it is regulated by Medicare, Medicaid, as far as what needs to be done to show that that white device is better than the blue one over there for you. And that's the reason why we don't want to just totally leave the individual to sink with, let's say, a catalog saying, gee, I like white better than blue, versus the fact that it's got to fit your diagnosis. It has to fit your lifestyle. I'm just going to use as an example a wheelchair. Let's say somebody finds themselves in a wheelchair. Duh. What do we do as far as the communication device? Can we use it on the wheelchair?
Absolutely. So we have something called mounts. It's just a metal pole that attaches to the wheelchair. Then there's a clamp on the back, and it can hold one of these tablet devices in the perfect positioning. And some are made so that you can move them away to when you don't want to look at them.
Now, let's say, for example, that do you have accessories and switches and other things that either can be used perhaps by a hand or even a head, because you can put it on the headrest of the device of a wheelchair and activate it by moving your head. Can we talk a hair about some of the accessories that also, it's all done through your prescription. It isn't something that you're necessarily going to pay out of pocket for,
okay,
but it's part of the entire prescription that the doctor is setting forth, and your therapist is working with you on this matter.
So there's a couple of nice accessories that can help with access. One of them is called a key guard, and all a key guard is a plastic grid that goes over your words to separate them. And so if somebody has a little bit of a tremor on their hand, for example, and they're going between two buttons, the key guard helps separate it out, and they're relatively affordable, but they're covered by insurance. Another thing that is used is a switch. If somebody is not able to point their finger, what we can do is put it on something called scanning or auto scanning. It will go to each button. So say we're in the snack category, we'll say brownie, chips, apple, cookies. When it gets to the right word, we hit the switch, and then the device speaks what we're interested in. That's another way. And I'd say the last way, there are more, or it's a stylus. We have all sorts of adaptive styluses that are on the market. Some you just slip right over your finger. Some are bendable, and that's another way to help people use their voice.
If you wanted to put this into a case, for example, let's say you do walk around and it might be a rainy day and you don't want damage to be done, do you have cases and other protections for devices?
Oh, sure. So they come with a very sturdy case, and most of the people who do use speech-generating devices are younger. They're kids running around the playground. So if we didn't have a sturdy case, we'd be out of business very quick. But we have a variety for people to choose from based on the appearance they want, the color, and the durability.
How fragile are these pieces of equipment? And like everything else, it could drop on the floor.
Oh, I wouldn't call them too fragile at all. So certainly,
the cases look right. These look thick.
Yeah, they're pretty thick, and they've got rubber bumpers on them. And so I would certainly expect them to survive a drop if you're walking down the sidewalk, or a drop from a table. If we have a very active senior taking it on horseback riding and it falls, it could happen.
Okay. But it's an extreme situation.
If I'm horseback riding, I want my voice with me.
But you can't take it swimming.
No, you can't take it swimming
okay,
yet.
Okay. Oh, boy, that's not there. So how do you tell somebody you're drowning?
So there is a way you
can
do that. It would get a little complicated if you were actually drowning at that time. But what we can do is we can take these vocabulary grids, print them, laminate them, put them on a kickboard, and you can point to things.
Oh, okay. Now, how close do you have to be to this?
To touch it?
Yeah, no. There's no, like, you had to blink before.
Yes.
So and maybe you were like 6 inches away.
Oh, you don't have to be. You could be a couple of feet away.
This is
This is a very sensitive camera.
Okay. So. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because like you're talking about the chair, so the chair could be in a wheelchair. could be a foot away from you, so you don't have to be leaning into it.
No.
Now, you're showing picture symbols, I'll call them, but right. let's say John can read and you just want to do words, or let's say photographs or something of that nature, because it depends on the condition of the individual. Icons may not work for everyone. Maybe you're better off with a photograph or a visual. Do you have that application with this equipment?
Sure. So we could turn the symbols off. Sometimes the symbols help people who are literate because it reduces eye strain. We have the ability to put pictures on. Sometimes I help people with memory loss. Sometimes they just help people who have difficulty keeping their kids or grandkids straight. I know my parents don't have any known memory loss, and they sometimes mix me up with my sister. So little things that are just helpful for everybody. Plus, if you want to show off your grandkids, and who doesn't, you can put your pictures in a little photo album on them.
That's
nice.
I mean, you know what it is? This goes back a little bit to the conversation with Kathleen earlier, which is for seniors. But this is for young. I mean, this is for anybody.
Yeah,
I shouldn't say
absolutely.
That, but I'm thinking young people only from the point of view it opens up a world. It could have been an empty world for 30, 40, 50 years. Now they can have an exchange with somebody their age. You know, if somebody has a little bit of patience, this is wonderful.
And I'm just going to slip in very
sure.
quickly that the assistive technology I mentioned earlier in the house, like with Alexis or Siri.
Right.
If your speech is slurred because of aphasia, that you've had some damage to the language, either through apraxia, dysarthria, something of that nature, these devices can activate those devices because this is clearer speech and those machines are picking up from what is on
so
this.
You're blinking, turn it on. This
That's
is saying
right.
turn it on. Oh, my gosh.
Right, or you could have on this, I want it at 62 degrees. It will say that to the machine, and then the home assisted device
right.
is now hooked up to give you 62 degrees in the house.
It's amazing.
It is, absolutely.
And that has been a great motivator for some that may not see the value behind this.
I agree. And unfortunately, we're out of time. It's amazing how this goes. This, as Karen, this has been wonderful. I really appreciate you coming and the education people. They have to look into it. If this is something that you need or somebody in your family, it just behooves you.
I hope if the town has a health fair that perhaps we can invite. Well, can Karen get
we'll
an invitation?
We'll talk about that at the break before you go home.
Great.
That's it. We're going to go into break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.